Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Learn Game Theory, A Primer to Strategic Thinking and Advanced Decision Making by Albert Rutherford is an accessible nonfiction guide to strategic reasoning. Written for readers who want a practical entry point into game theory rather than a technical mathematical textbook, the book presents game theory as a method for understanding decisions that depend on the choices of other rational or semi-rational actors. Its subject reaches across business, negotiation, relationships, politics, sport, pricing, and everyday problem solving. Rutherford emphasizes that better decisions often come from identifying incentives, anticipating responses, and separating controllable factors from uncertainty. The book belongs to the popular decision-making and strategic thinking category, using simplified explanations and everyday examples to make abstract concepts easier to apply. Its purpose is not to train specialists in formal modeling, but to help general readers think more clearly about conflict, cooperation, competition, and interdependence in ordinary and professional situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, game theory as a framework for interdependent decision-making. A central idea of the book is that many decisions cannot be evaluated in isolation, because outcomes depend on what other people, firms, teams, or institutions choose to do. Rutherford introduces game theory as a branch of mathematics concerned with strategic interaction, but he frames it primarily as a practical reasoning tool. The emphasis is on recognizing when another party has incentives that shape the result of one's own decision. This matters in business negotiations, workplace requests, competitive markets, and personal relationships because a choice that looks optimal from one side may fail once the other side responds. The book encourages readers to move beyond simple cause and effect thinking and instead ask what each participant wants, what options each participant has, and how each participant might react. This framework makes uncertainty more manageable because it turns vague social situations into structured decision problems. Rather than promising perfect prediction, the book presents strategic analysis as a way to narrow possibilities and make choices that are more consistent with available evidence. Secondly, conflict and cooperation as two sides of strategic behavior. Rutherford's treatment of game theory highlights that strategic situations are not limited to direct competition. The book presents both conflict and cooperation as recurring patterns in human behavior, with many real situations containing elements of each. In a workplace, a person asking for a raise may be pursuing a private gain while still depending on a cooperative relationship with an employer. In a market, competing companies may fight for customers, but still operate under shared expectations about pricing, branding, or product positioning. The value of this perspective is that it prevents readers from reducing strategy to aggression or manipulation. Effective decision-making often requires identifying whether the best outcome comes from competing, coordinating, compromising, or changing the structure of incentives. The book's broad examples, including business decisions, relationship choices, athletic moves, and retail strategy, show that outcomes improve when participants understand what makes cooperation stable or fragile. This topic is important because it connects game theory to everyday social judgment rather than treating it as a narrow academic exercise. Thirdly, using logic and evidence to manage uncertainty, the book repeatedly connects game theory with the broader discipline of rational decision-making under uncertainty. Rutherford presents uncertainty as a normal condition of life, rather than a defect that can be eliminated. The practical response is to control what can be controlled: information gathering, logical evaluation, anticipation of alternatives, and awareness of incentives. This approach aligns game theory with critical thinking because the reader is encouraged to examine assumptions before acting. In strategic settings, poor decisions often come from overconfidence, emotional reaction, or attention to only one possible outcome. The book instead suggests that readers assess what is known, what is unknown, and what different actors are likely to value. This does not require advanced mathematics in the way a formal economics course might. The book's popular style focuses on habits of reasoning, such as comparing possible actions, considering likely responses, and looking for patterns in behavior. Its contribution is to make uncertainty less paralyzing by showing how structured thought can produce more defensible choices, even when information remains incomplete. Fourthly, everyday examples that translate abstract strategy into practical choices. One reason the book is positioned as a primer is its reliance on familiar examples rather than dense technical exposition. The available descriptions point to cases such as asking for a raise, choosing a date location to reduce friction, understanding how athletes select moves, and considering how major brands optimize sales strategy. These examples are useful because they show that game theory is not only about formal games or economic models. A request for a raise involves timing, leverage, employer incentives, and expected responses. A date location involves preferences, compromise, and the avoidance of unnecessary conflict. Athletic strategy involves predicting an opponent's move while avoiding predictability. Retail competition involves consumer behavior and competitor reaction. By moving across personal and professional scenarios, the book helps readers identify strategic structure beneath ordinary decisions. The trade-off is that the treatment remains introductory and may not satisfy readers seeking rigorous derivations or formal proofs. Its strength lies in translation. It turns specialized concepts into practical questions that non-specialists can ask before acting. Lastly, practical primer rather than formal mathematical textbook, a key feature of learned game theory is its accessible positioning. Rutherford writes for readers who want to improve strategic thinking without first mastering advanced mathematics. The book introduces the logic of rational players, incentives, prediction, and decision optimization, but it appears to prioritize applied understanding over formal notation. This makes it suitable for business readers, students outside technical fields, and general readers interested in better judgment. At the same time, this positioning creates limits. Readers expecting a university-level treatment of equilibrium concepts, proofs, probability modeling, or detailed quantitative derivation may find the book less rigorous than academic introductions. Some listener feedback has also suggested that numerical examples or charts may not always be explained in enough detail. That criticism is important because popular decision books can lose precision when simplifying technical material. The book's best use is therefore as a first map of strategic reasoning, not as a final authority on mathematical game theory. Its value is strongest when it prompts readers to analyze incentives more carefully in real situations. In conclusion, learned game theory is best suited for readers who want a practical introduction to strategic thinking and decision-making rather than a technical course in mathematical game theory. Business professionals may find it useful for thinking about negotiation, competition, pricing, and workplace decisions. Students and general readers can use it to understand why outcomes often depend on the choices and incentives of other people. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers slow down before making decisions, identify the actors involved, compare likely responses, and distinguish controllable factors from uncertainty. Intellectually, the book offers a gateway into one of the most influential frameworks for analyzing conflict and cooperation. Compared with more academic books in the same field, it stands out for its casual style, broad range of everyday examples, and focus on usable reasoning habits. Compared with general self-help decision books, it is more distinctive because it grounds advice in the specific logic of strategic interdependence. Its limitations should also be clear. It is not the strongest choice for readers who want formal models, advanced mathematics, or deeply sourced economic theory. Its realistic value is as a readable primer that makes game theory approachable and encourages more disciplined analysis of business, social, and personal choices. If you would like to support Albert Rutherford, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.